You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to a special Sunday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and you can read my work covering the Dallas Cowboys over at InsideTheStar.com. And coming up on today's show, we've got a very special Victory Sunday recap of the Oklahoma Sooners win over the Washington Huskies from Saturday and closing out the Super Regional matchup. And to get started, we've got to talk about the job done by Shannon Sale. Last weekend in the regional, she was not nearly as consistent, and the Oklahoma Sooners needed a bounce-back performance from her in a big way, and they got it. She was phenomenal. She pitched five innings, allowed one run on four hits with one walk, and had five strikeouts. She was great throughout. When they needed her to get an out, she was clutch. When they needed a ground ball out of her, she got the ground ball. Again, huge strikeouts to end the inning. And was just in control and in command throughout. There were only a few times where she really got hit hard. And then she had great defense behind her to make plays. I think of Nicole Mendez out in right field in particular. She made a couple really good plays on the run out near the warning track that really helped to back up Shannon Sale quite well. And that's what you needed from your lead pitcher in the rotation. You needed her to come out against Gabby Plain and set the tone early. Washington was able to get on the board in this game, but it was Oklahoma that really had command of the game early on, while the offense was just kind of dragging out Gabby Plain's pitch count. Shannon Sale was just phenomenal. Again, steady as a rock throughout. And even though Washington was able to get the one run on the board, it never really felt like they were going to be able to do enough offensively to catch up with the Sooners or to play with the Sooners on this day. And so big shout out to Shannon Sale. She was, again, exactly what you wanted the Oklahoma Sooners to get in a closeout game in this series. And it gives you a lot more confidence heading into the College World Series when you've got Nicole May pitching the way she's pitching, and then Shannon Sale bouncing back after what was a rough performance against Wichita State last weekend in the regionals. And so you just hope that she's able to keep this consistency, keep that energy, keep that fire. Her velocities were great. Her passion, her energy was just fantastic. And really not much more you could say about it. Just a really fantastic performance from Shannon Sale. Also, Jocelyn Allo showing that she should be the NCAA or the softball player of the year in 2021. She had a great day at the plate. She was 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs, a run scored, and a walk. She had a big home run on Gabby Plain. They brought Gabby Plain back in after pulling her after a couple innings. They brought her back into the game to face Jocelyn Allo with a runner on. And Allo, first pitch, swinging, just immediately bombed it to right center field. And that was exactly what they needed, because that kind of stretched that lead out to make it one where it was going to be really, really unlikely for Washington to catch up, based on the way that Shannon Sale was pitching. And that's what you want your best player to do, your best offensive player. You want them coming out and coming through in the big moments. And she absolutely did. Jocelyn Allo had got the best of Gabby Plain this weekend after, I think it was a called strike three in her first at bat on Friday. Allo was able to reach base every single time against Gabby Plain after that. And, you do have to credit Gabby Plain for just kind of battling. They had her throw a complete game on Friday, and then she came back and pitched 4 more innings today on Saturday. And the Sooners really had a great game plan going up against her today or on Saturday, where they just made her work. They worked counts. They stretched counts out to get her as deep into her pitch count as possible. I think she threw something like 50 pitches by the second or third inning. That's a ton of work after already having to pitch a bunch the night before or the day before. And so big shout out to the offensive game plan by JT Gasso and the coaching staff to work her and get her deep into her pitch count early, to where they have to go to Pat Moore, who, you know, she had some good stuff, but she wasn't able to hold off the Sooners bats long enough for the Washington offense to try and get going. And again, the Washington offense just wasn't able to put anything together consistently. Looked like they were going to at one point in time. They got a lead runner on, and then Shannon Sales kind of deep into account against the batter, and she forces a ground ball to Tara Jennings. Tara Jennings flips it over to Grace Lyons, who completes the double play. Again, the defense was spectacular. Again, they needed the defense to be good, and it was. And they just got a complete performance. And that's really what you'd hope to see out of an Oklahoma team in a closeout game with a chance to go to the College World Series. And they got it. So big congratulations to Patty Gasso, to Jocelyn Allo, to Shannon Sale. And there were several other big time performances from the Sooners, and we'll talk about them coming up after the break. We'll give you our three players of the game. But before we do that, let me talk to you about rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family-owned business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts when you can go to a storefront auto parts store and save? So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Now I want to spend a few minutes just handing out some Player of the Game awards. And first things first, again, we got to give credit to Shannon Sale on the mound. We talked about it in the first segment, she was spectacular. She is the first star of the game. Did everything that you would hope your best pitcher coming into the playoffs would do. And even though she was a little bit inconsistent last weekend, she had a great bounce back, showed a lot of grit and determination in this game to overcome what were some difficulties last week, where she had some control issues, some command issues. She only issued one walk and she had a hits batter on the day. That's really what you hope to see. You know, she didn't have the control issues. She was working ahead of counts, working ahead of the hitters, and getting them into situations where she could throw what she wanted to throw. She wasn't having to play catch up a lot, getting behind counts. And when she did get behind in counts, she was able to battle back to make it more favorable for her in, you know, 2-2, 3-2 counts, where she's not having to, pitch in the strike zone as much. But she just battled all game long, pitched great, and again, was very important for the Sooners to get the win. Yes, the offense was huge, but going up against a pitcher of Gabby Plain's ability, you had to get a good performance out of Shannon Sale. If the Sooners bats weren't going to wake up, which they ultimately did, then you still needed that great performance. And again, that was the difference, was the pitching. Because, I mean, the Sooners only needed 2 runs, but they got 9 and were able to run rule Washington in a super regional. And how crazy is that, right? They were able to run rule one of the better teams in the country, a team that was probably underseeded. They talked about it a lot on the broadcast, and a team that many thought maybe could have been a 4 seed in the softball national championships. But Oklahoma showed that maybe they should have been a 16 seed, right? With a dominating performance in the closeout game on Saturday. Number 2 star, again, got to go to Jocelyn Allo. Again, 3 for 3 with a home run, 3 RBIs, a walk. And again, your best player coming through in the biggest moments, playing just phenomenal, hitting phenomenally. And that's what gives you confidence going into the College World Series, is that your best players are playing at their best right now. They're maintaining that high level performance. Jocelyn Allo, again, getting the best of Gabby Plain in both games of this series, the best pitcher in the country. And so you kind of feel sorry for whoever they come up against next, but you really don't, because this is a team that's going to put it on whoever they come up next. Now there's a good chance they might still see Oklahoma State at one point in time. And Oklahoma State gave Oklahoma a tough game. And, you know, Georgia's still in the bracket. And Georgia, you know, is one of two teams, Oklahoma State being the other one, that knocked off Oklahoma at one point during the regular season. And so it'll be fascinating to see, you know, who ends up matching up with Oklahoma in the College World Series. And then the third star of the game has got to go to Kinzie Hansen. Again, phenomenal job at the plate catching. You could probably even give this to Janet Johns. She was great at the plate as well. You know, 2 for 3 with 2 runs scored, 2 RBI. But, you know, Kinzie Hansen, after Jocelyn Allo hits her big home run, Kinzie Hansen comes through with a home run herself. She was 2 for 4 at the plate with a home run and RBI, or the run and RBI. Again, a great performance from her. Nicole Mendez was fantastic on defense out in right field. And it's that defense really that was one of the more impressive things from that win on Saturday, is it held up anytime that the defense showed up. The defense was where they needed to be. They made the plays they needed to make. And again, that's what gives you confidence, is that this is a complete team. They can pitch, they can hit, they can play defense. Now we just got to hope that the pitching continues to hold up. We hope that going into the next weekend that Nicole May, that Shannon Sale are able to repeat their performances from this weekend to help lead the Sooners on their way to hopefully a College World Series championship. But yeah, it's exciting to watch. This is an exciting team to watch. Patty Gasso was phenomenal as the manager, you know, made the right calls at the right times this weekend. And then coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk about the Oklahoma Sooners and who they might face in the College World Series. Several of the matchups in the region, super regionals, have been decided. There's still a few more left to be decided that will happen on Sunday that we'll recap on the Monday show. But yeah, we'll dig into that next. We got two of the three teams that Oklahoma will face in their side of the bracket in the College World Series have been decided. There's still one more to be decided. We'll talk about that coming up next here on Locked On Sooners. But first, let me talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure. Country Leisure is a pool and hot tub manufacturing company that has been in the business for 35 years. Experts in the industry, they are ready to help you create your backyard oasis, to reconnect with your family and friends, and get everybody outside and off of the electronics. Are you ready to reignite your passion for life and own your wellness through hydrotherapy? Well, now is the time to do that. And you can do that by contacting the people at Country Leisure. There's no better way to relax than to be in a pool or in a hot tub, be out in the sun and get that vitamin D, get that fresh air. Well, the people at Country Leisure can help you do that. Again, they're experts in the industry. They have great customer service and fantastic education. They've even got great pool toys, floats, things for the lake. CountryLeisureMFG.com. They've got you all set up. So make sure you call or text at 405-799-7745, located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma. Again, call or text at 405-799-7745. Country Leisure, just add water. And I also want to tell you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's easy to eat and it is 100% covered in chocolate. They've got 9 delicious flavors: coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, which is my personal favorite, the double chocolate, salted caramel, which is also fantastic. They've got 18, 17 grams of protein and only 4 net carbs, 4 or 5 grams of sugar. That's it. They're fantastic. They're great for you as well. Not only are they great for you, but they taste great. Again, it's the best tasting protein bar I've ever had. I have one every morning for breakfast, and sometimes I'll have one for breakfast and one for lunch. If I'm just not feeling what is being served at work, I'll have 2 Built Bars a day. And it gives me all the energy I need to get through my workday, which I'm on my feet a lot. I'm having to push and pull, you know, patients around. And I have all the energy that I need because of Built Bar. So make sure you go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Again, promo code LOCKED15 for 15% at BuiltBar.com. And now in this final segment of today's show, we're going to dig into the bracket a little bit and what it looks like for the Oklahoma Sooners and who they might have to face in their side of the bracket as we get ready for the Women's College World Series. So far we have Oklahoma. They've won their bracket. We also got Arizona, the 11th seed, who won the Tucson Regional and then the Fayetteville Super Regional, knocking off Arkansas, who was the number 6 seed. And then you got Alabama, the 3 seed in the tournament. They knocked off Kentucky, who was able to win the Lexington Regional as the 14 seed. So far, we got Oklahoma, Alabama, and Arizona. A lot of red making their way to Oklahoma City for the Women's College World Series. And then the one that's still to be decided, you got number 8, Missouri versus James Madison University. James Madison came through by beating or winning the Knoxville Regional, knocking off number 9, Tennessee. Also had to play against Eastern Kentucky and Liberty in that region, and are one win away from making the College World Series. And that would be a huge, huge victory for James Madison if they're able to knock off Missouri. And then in the other bracket, you've got Florida State, who knocked off LSU. So they won the Tallahassee bracket, and then they beat number 7 LSU in the Baton Rouge bracket or a super regional. And then you've got UCLA, number 2, who won their region in Los Angeles and then knocked off or by beating Long Beach State, Fresno State, and Minnesota. And Virginia Tech came through beating Arizona State, Southern Illinois, and BYU. And then you've got a nemesis, old Georgia, who gave Oklahoma their first loss of the season. They were able to knock off Florida in the Gainesville Super Regional after winning their region, the Athens region, in the regional round. And then you got a couple Big 12 foes vying for the Stillwater Super Regional. You got Oklahoma State, the number 5 seed, versus Texas, the number 12 seed. And both have won losses. Both are playing today on Sunday as I'm recording this, or actually a little bit later. And the winner will advance to the Women's College World Series. So a couple high leverage games happening in softball today. Make sure you check out the Missouri James Madison game. It's going on right now as I'm recording at noon. And then you got the Stillwater Super Regional being finished off later this evening. Again, a great weekend for softball, and it's going to continue to be a great weekend as the Women's College World Series approaches. So that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening and subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We're available on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Odyssey, the Odyssey app. Please give us a 5-star rating wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a review. It helps other people find out about the show. And if you like what you're hearing, I'd love to get that review. If you've got some feedback you'd love to provide, I'd love to hear it. You can email me at lockedonsooners@gmail.com. And if you got a take you want to share, something you want me to read on air for the rest of Sooners Nation to hear, send it over to me in the DMs at lockedonsooners on Twitter or lockedonsooners@gmail.com. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. And until Monday, Boomer Sooner.